Welcome to Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws bowling team of October 13, 2023, by your Ginger Rush editor. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind or print impaired. It has been edited for currency, clarity, and time constraints. I'm Dick Hayden, volunteer reader at the North Carolina Reading Service. October and Friday the 13th to boot. Let's make it a lucky 13 on the lanes. See below for information about Outlaw shirts and get ready for the bake sale and gutterthon. And thanks to our subs. If you need a sub or want to sub, please call Sharon after 8 a.m. at 919-740-1073 on Sunday. And if you have a spot, it will be confirmed on Thursday. The lane assignments for week 4. Lane 35, Team 3 Gunslingers. Lane 36, Team 6, Silver Bullets. Lane 37, Team 7, Hangmen. Lane 38, Team 2, Strike Time. Lane 39, Team 1, Sharpshooters. Lane 40, Team 5, Midnight Bandits. Lane 41, Team 8, Rough Riders. And Lane 42, Team 4, Triple Threat. Substitutions for week number 4. Lane 35, Team 3, out Van McLean Jr., in Matt Bowers. Lane 39, Team 1, out Judy Eason, in Jerry Graham. Out Kenny Farr, in Loretta Tony. And Lane 41, Team 8, out John Blackwelder and in Myra Gaines. The Outlaw board meeting will be held by a conference call on Wednesday, October 25 at 7 p.m. The number is 712-451-0989 with the access code 936964. Challenged athletes grant applications are now open. See https://www.challengedathletes.org/programs/grants to apply for more information. Letitia Adams is willing to help people put their applications in, but she needs all of your required information no later than Sunday, October 15, 2 days from now. The deadline for applications to be submitted is November 3. Outlaw shirts. If anyone wants to order new Raleigh Outlaw shirts, here's the updated price list. Short sleeve t-shirts, $22. Long sleeve t-shirts, $25. Crew neck sweatshirts, $25. Pullover hoodies, $35. Hooded jackets, $60. I'd like to get an order together and send it out by November the 6th. So please see Ginger to make and pay for your order. Gutterthon and bake sale is coming. Our annual fall bake sale and gutterthon is scheduled for November 3. Those of you who are not familiar with how the gutterthon works, here's a summary. Based on your average, for every gutter ball you throw and or open frame for those with higher averages, you put a certain amount of change into the cup on your lane. We'll have a chart on the lanes on the 3rd. And if you don't want to keep up with it, a suggested donation of $5 into the cup is requested. Our fundraisers add money to our getaway account, which pays for tournament travel, including subsidizing van rentals for tournament trips. So everyone's help is needed. And of course, we'll have a bake sale that evening as well. Free stuff. James Blaylock has a microwave that he would like to give to someone who can use it. Give him a call at 919-601-2432 if you are interested in receiving this. The Wake Federation of the Blind will be selling shelled peanuts during our bowling nights. Monies raised will support the work of our chapter. The peanuts are $4 per bag. The SBBA Fall Tournament is October 27 through 29 in Winston-Salem. We will leave from JC Park on Friday, October 27 at 5 p.m. and return on Sunday. We don't have a return time yet. It will depend upon bowling times on Sunday, which we do not as yet have. Our normal $20 per person riding fee is due when we leave. Sandy McDaniel says that there may be some t-shirts available at the tournament for $25. Here is your tournament information. We will be staying at the Best Western Plus Haines Mall Hotel, 3330 Silas Creek Parkway, Winston-Salem, NC 27103. Included is a complimentary hot breakfast. The bowling competition will be held at Bolero Lane, 811 Jonestown Road, Winston-Salem, NC 27103. The phone number is 336-765-8009. The scheduled events are as follows. Friday evening at 7 p.m., we will have a short meeting at the hotel. Everyone is welcome to come and participate. We value your opinions. Then from 8 p.m. until 10 p.m., there will be a hospitality room with light refreshments and plenty of socializing. At that time, you will be able to pick up your schedules. Saturday morning, at 9 a.m., the bowling will begin with a team event. In the afternoon at 1 p.m., the Masters Tournament will be held. And then on Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and noon, if needed, the tournament will conclude with the doubles and singles competition. The SBBA Masters Competition. The format for the Masters Competition in the SBBA tournament is different than that for ABBA and different from our old CBA shootout. The format is as follows. First round. The first round of competition will consist of five games. Scores from the team event will be used for the first three of the five games of the first round. The remaining two games will be bowled with two bowlers per lane, and each pair of lanes will alternate. Bowlers will have 50 minutes to complete these two games. The eight bowlers in each division with the highest total pinfall from the five games will advance to the next round. In the event of a tie for eighth place, the tie will be broken by a two-frame roll-off, ninth and tenth frame. If there is still a tie, additional tenth frames will be rolled out until the tie is broken. Ties for first through seventh places will be seeded by drawing the seed from the hat. Second round. The bowlers will be ranked from seed 1, highest total pin from round 1, to seed 8. This round is one game match play elimination. The bowlers are matched as follows. Seed 1 versus seed 8. Winner advances to finals as seed 1. Seed 2 versus seed 7. Winner advances to finals as seed 2. Seed 3 versus seed 6. Winner advances to finals as seed 3. Seed 4 versus seed 5. Winner advances to finals as seed 4. These games will be bowled with two bowlers per lane. The bowlers who are matched against each other will be on the same lane. Bowlers will alternate lanes. Bowlers will have 25 minutes to complete this game. The winner of each match advances to the stepladder final. The stepladder finals. The finals will be bowled as follows. Each division will bowl its championships on one pair of lanes separating each division. In the first game of the final, seed 4 will bowl one game against seed 3. The loser will finish in fourth place and the winner will bowl one game against seed 2. The loser will finish in third place. The winner will bowl one game against seed 1. The loser will finish in second place and the winner is the championship. In the finals, the order of bowling will be as follows. The high seed will bowl first. They will bowl one frame. The lower seed will bowl two frames, one frame on each lane. The high seed will bowl two frames, one on each lane. Then the bowlers will bowl two frames at a time, one on each lane, until the low seed rolls the 10th frame. Bowlers will alternate lanes. The high seed will choose their starting lane. The low seed will start on the other lane. Two lanes on the end away from the finals will be available for the first and second seeded bowlers to practice. A bowler may practice once the game prior to their match is being bowled. Prior to the first match of the finals, both bowlers get two practice balls on each lane. In each of the remaining games, the bowler who won the previous game does not yet additional practice. The other bowler, the higher seed, gets two practice balls on each lane. Tickets are available now to join the Governor Moorhead Foundation on November 2nd for the Giving Season Gala, a night of grateful gifts. This annual fundraising event promises once again to be an evening filled with warmth, laughter, and heartfelt connections as we come together to showcase the talents of the students of the Governor Moorhead School and join in fellowship over a meal. Enjoy an Italian dinner catered by Amadeo's starting at 6:30 p.m., followed by musical performances by the GMS students and a silent auction of gifts and services donated by local businesses and organizations. All proceeds will benefit the school. The evening will take place on the GMS campus at 301 Ash Avenue in Raleigh. Table sponsorships are an option for those wishing to bring a group. Individual tickets are available until October 25th through Eventbrite for $35 each. For more information, visit our website or contact Francisco Chavez, GMF Board President, at Chavez, Chavez, at RaleighConsulting.com. The official press release for this event reads as follows. On Thursday, November 2, the Governor Moorhead Foundation will present our annual fundraiser, the Giving Season Gala, a night of grateful gifts. As we've been promoting this event, some people have asked, why is your event on a Thursday night? Well, the answer to that question gets right to the heart of what we do. The Governor Moorhead Foundation seeks to support the staff and students of the Governor Moorhead School in any way possible. Part of how we support the students is by connecting with them. They are real people with passions, with hopes and dreams, and with a desire to be seen and be heard. Our foundation shares those passions, desires to be a part of making those hopes and dreams come true, and in everything, wants to bring awareness of the school and its amazing students out of the darkness and into the light. The best way to do all of that is to involve students in everything we do. We want their involvement in this evening. Since they only live on campus from Sunday evening through Friday, midday, that is when they are available to participate. So we look forward to having them share their talents through music and song. That was really and truly the highlight of the entire event last year. Well, other people have inquired about the name of this event. We all understand the idea of a giving season. The event is, after all, right around the corner from Thanksgiving and Christmas, times when we give thanks for all that we have and in gratitude feel driven to share with others. This event celebrates what we do have: amazing students, dedicated teachers, and administrators who are committed to serving all of them. And this event provides an opportunity for giving in many and various forms. Students sharing their musical gifts, local businesses, organizations, and supporters donating to our silent auction, and our guests providing sponsorships, bids on auction items, and donations. Even if you cannot be a table sponsor or bid high on an auction item, you can give of your time. Buy a ticket, sit down, and have fellowship with us over food, and just enjoy the evening. Then leave the event and tell others about our foundation and the incredible school community that we support. Individual tickets, $35 per adult and $10 per child under 12, are available until October 25 through Eventbrite. For more information on the foundation, the silent auction, or table sponsorship, visit our event page, www.governormoorheadfoundation.org/the-giving-season-gala. Let's come together and share the love this season. We hope to see you there. There will be a Beat Kickball charity event on Sunday, October 22nd from 2 to 6 p.m. at the Knights of Columbus, 4301 Columbus Club Drive in Raleigh. Attendees should bring lawn chairs for seating. There will be a demonstration at 2 p.m. and the tournament begins at 3 p.m. Spectators are free, There's a $10 donation per player. Blind and visually impaired players are being recruited to play, and sponsorship opportunities and vendor tables are available. Register to play at 919-594-0214 or follow at Hardbody Sports on Facebook, or you can send an email to admin@insightfulvisionaries.org. It's yum yum time, recipes that will bowl you over. First one up, I've never heard of potato chip crispy treats, like Rice Krispies, but with potato chips. Ingredients, 3 tablespoons of butter, 5 cups of mini marshmallows, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, and 1 8-ounce bag of ruffled chips crushed. That makes about 6 cups. Instructions are pretty simple. In a large pot over a medium heat, melt the butter, add the marshmallows, and stir in vanilla and crushed chips until completely coated. Remove from the heat and stir in vanilla and crushed chips until completely coated. Transfer to a greased 9x9 baking dish. Using greased fingers or wax paper, press to flatten. Cool, then cut into squares and serve. Suggestion? Drizzle with melted chocolate for a tasty twist. That sounds pretty good. The salt and the sugar idea. Cinnamon roll cheesecake bars. Now this one I can really get into. For the crust, 1 1/2 cups of graham cracker crumbs, 1/4 cup of light brown sugar, 6 tablespoons of butter melted, and 1/2 teaspoon of salt. And for the filling, you're going to need 16 ounces of cream cheese softened, 3/4 cup of granulated sugar, 2 large eggs at room temperature, 1/2 cup of sour cream at room temperature, 2 teaspoons vanilla extract. And finally, for the cinnamon swirl, 6 tablespoons of butter melted. A lot of butter goes into this thing. Ooh. Okay, so that was 6 tablespoons of butter melted, 1 cup of dark brown sugar, 1 teaspoon of cinnamon, and 1/4 cup all-purpose flour. Now, to make the crust, preheat your oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. In a medium bowl, combine the melted butter, graham cracker crumbs, 1/4 cup brown sugar, and salt, and mix until combined. Press into a square 8-inch baking dish firmly and bake it for 8 minutes, then set it aside to cool. For the filling, reduce the oven temperature to 325 degrees Fahrenheit. Then in a blender, combine the cream cheese, sugar, and vanilla, and blend that until things are smooth. Add sour cream and blend once more. Add eggs, one at a time, blending in between until everything is smooth. Then set that aside. Now we're going to make the cinnamon swirl. In a medium bowl, stir together the melted butter, brown sugar, cinnamon, and flour until everything is smooth. Then assemble. Pour half of the cheesecake filling over the cooled crust. Dot with the cinnamon mixture. Then swirl together gently with a knife. Add the remaining filling and the remaining cinnamon mix. Then swirl with the knife gently again. One time. Bake until the center is mostly set, about 35 to 40 minutes. Chill it till firm, takes about 2 hours. Slice it, serve it, and you know what's coming next. Enjoy. That sounds tasty. Well, we'll wrap things up with your bowling schedule through the month of November. Bowling on October 13 and 20. SBBA tournament October 27 to 29. Bowling, November 3rd. Gutterthon and Bake Sale on November 3rd. No bowling on November 10th. It's Veterans Day. ABBA Mid-Year Meeting, November the 12th through the 14th in Reno, Nevada. Biggest little town on earth, they used to say. Then you're going to bowl again on November the 17th, but there will be no bowling on November 24th. Why? Well, that's Thanksgiving weekend. Can't bowl then. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to this week's edition of Spare Times. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind or print impaired. We hope that you have enjoyed it. This podcast is archived on the North Carolina Reading Service website, www.ncreadingservice.org. It'll be in the podcast section under newsletters. And if you have any comments or questions, please call us. Our number is 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.